Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We continue our visit today that we started on Friday at the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. With us now is
Hunter Taylor.
So we're at your place this time, Hunter. How's it going this week?
It's going great. This week we have a lot going on. We have a brand new show opening this weekend, actually, Amelie.
So tell me about Amelie.
Amelie is a relatively new musical. It came out in 2017, and it's based off the 1999 film, Amelie. It's a French foreign film. It was a big hit when it came out, and it kind of has a cult following, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fun musical. It's a musical in the grand sense. There's lots of dancing, some beautiful music, a large cast. It's just lots of fun. It's a good show to go to if you want to escape from whatever's happening in your real life.
just a great escape, huh?
I would say so. I mean, the whole focus is about dreaming and the power of your imagination, so.
Okay, well, that sounds like that'll be good. Pretty good cast we got piled up for this one?
I think so. I mean, there's one in it who I think is amazing, and that would be myself.
Of course. Well, tell me about what you do, and I know you're amazing. I have no problem seeing that at all.
I only kid, but I am playing a few characters. My favorite one that I do is Elton John, though. She has this whole sequence where she's dreaming about how she is. It takes place right around Princess Diana's death. And so she has a dream sequence about her funeral at Westminster Abbey, where Elton John sings a sort of Candle in the Wind-esque eulogy for her. So that's what I get to do.
What are some of the other things that you do?
I play Hippolyto. They describe him as a tortured writer. And then I'm a member of the ensemble, and I just do all the singing and dancing. And that's really what I love to do. The cast is really wonderful. Some local people, Roberta Whiteside's in it, Colin Eaton, who teaches at Dance Express. They're both wonderful. And we have some of our college interns. We have one, Caitlin Newcomb. She's stage managing the production, and she's doing a great job. And also another one, Shelby Tyler. She's playing a garden gnome, which is really fun to see.
I'll bet so.
Yes.
So now, this one, there is a lot of it that's in the real world. Then there's a lot of it that's kind of in her private world.
Yes, exactly. A couple of times in the show where our director, Dwight Childs, and if you're familiar with his work, if you saw Godspell last year or Boeing Boeing, Bonnie and Clyde, great director. But there are some times in the show where Dwight specifically tells us, okay, now you're in Amelie's head, versus if I'm in the real world walking down the street, I wouldn't necessarily be paying attention to X number of things. But when you're in Amelie's imagination, you're looking at her, you might be seeing a nun in an alligator mask, you might... there's a number of things that are crazy and going on in Amelie's imagination.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it'll be a great show. Starts this weekend and runs for 3 weeks?
Yes, it opens this Saturday, July 27th, and it runs through August 10th. So those 3 weekends.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And, of course, there's other things going on. You've had the kids program last weekend and just all kinds of things happening always at the Parkway Playhouse.
Yes, actually. And right after we close, the day after, we're having auditions for our new conservatory class. It's called the Parkway Playhouse Junior Company, and that's an audition-only class. So right after that, we're going to switch gears and go right into our conservatory. And I go right into rehearsals, and a couple people will go into rehearsals for The Humans, which is our next show after Amelie.
So always a lot going on. Good place to find out more ticket information, that type of thing, is parkwayplayhouse.com.
Yes, everything you want to know, ticket prices, show times, dates, conservatory classes, everything you want to know is at parkwayplayhouse.com.
Well, Hunter, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us, and we look forward to seeing what you're into next.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for letting us come over and visit, Hunter. It's always fun to visit at the Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.